You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You heard the question. And it's a good one. Is John Calipari going to lose his job? Here's what's going to happen. And I told you this, and Dan told you this on Dan Dockich's radio show today. John Calipari is either not going to meet with Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director, or he's going to walk in and say, okay, boys, tell you what, why don't you just give me my check for $30 million or $33 million and let's call it a day. What do you say? Let's get this done real quick and easy. Cut me my check. And then he leaves. And Mitch Barnhart's going to go, Cal. Because if he doesn't do that, what's going to happen is that Mitch Barnhart's going to say, Cal, we want you to come back, but under the following conditions. You cannot coach in that way. You cannot allow Kentucky to mandate conditions for your continued employment, or it's all over anyway. So Cal, because Cal's a big boy pants kind of guy, Cal's going to mandate how this is going to work. And he's going to be right to do it. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about the Colts. Anthony Richardson is said to be on track to be ready for spring practices. That is according to Shane Steichen at the owners' meetings down in Orlando via Stephen Holder of ESPN. So that's good news. Is he going to be healthy enough? Is he going to be good enough to be the difference maker between 9-8 and an early ticket home and go to the playoffs and perhaps, while being in the tournament, win a couple of games and see what you can do? We'll talk about that. The hip drop tackle banned by the NFL. What is next, for God's sake? You read the comments by the players. I haven't seen any from a player that lauds this change in how players can contact one another and bring about a tackle. I don't know how you tackle people if you don't tackle like this. We're going to tell you exactly what the hip drop tackle is because I didn't know, but we'll talk about that. It is the swivel hip drop tackle. Goners, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. And it's completely subjective, and officials are going to have to call it, and they're going to have to be consistent in calling it. And fans, players are going to have to get schooled up, but fans are really going to have to get schooled up. Or fans are going to lose their minds inside of stadiums, and announcers aren't going to know what the hell they're looking at. You have to have Gene Steratore go around all the teams, explain all this crap, and then explain it to the media. Tell us what a swivel hip drop tackle is, so that when we see one, we're going to go, you got to throw a flag. Or when we see one called and it doesn't look like one, we're going to say, what? That's a terrible call. That is not a swivel hip drop tackle. Right now, I don't know what a swivel hip drop tackle is, but we will read the definition by rule, what will be called by NFL officials this upcoming season. This seems an overreach, doesn't it? God almighty, it's football, for crying out loud. You're going to have injuries. That's the way the game works. Anytime you have a 240-pound guy running 18 miles an hour hitting another 240-pound or bigger guy running a similar speed, that's a collision. When you have a car hit a car, there's crunching. There's damage done to the two cars. This is what happens when you have collisions. I don't know why people don't understand that. We're going to talk about the differences between IU and Purdue. We're going to talk about the IU women's game tonight. They play against Oklahoma at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 6:30, the tip, ESPN2, the network, Crazy Horse, the place to go see it if you're in Bloomington, of course. All right, this is Inside the... Oh, and IU Indy has hired Paul Corsaro as its next basketball coach. Paul Corsaro, a part of one of the best high school classes in Indiana State high school basketball history, and without question, the smartest. Paul Corsaro from Roncalli High School, going to be the next head coach at IU Indy. He is leaving his position at U Indy in order to take this job. Good for Paul Corsaro. And you know what? Better for the university. Better that they figured things out. An athletic director who makes a good coaching hire. I didn't know if I would see it in my lifetime. Tell you the truth. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for March. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie is wonderful. What they do is this. They make it more fun to watch sports. You go to MyBookie, and here's what they're willing to do to entice you to come over to MyBookie. Here it is. Promo code Kent. Use that, and you can receive up to a $1,000 instant bonus, sign-up bonus. How about that? Make sure and subscribe to this channel. It's key. It's key to your enjoyment of sports. And then you're going to want to hit the thumbs up. That's the like button. It's the polite thing to do. Hoosier Hospitality, thumbs up, like. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation, include a comment or a question. We will share it with the group. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about John Calipari.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Kentucky basketball. It is time for Kentucky to make a change. They're trying to make that decision right now. That change will cost them $33 million. And you know what job's open? This came up on the Dan Dockett Show, too. The Louisville job is open. If you have never, I know Indiana, like, we love basketball. But you cannot imagine the passion for college basketball that exists in the city of Louisville, the city of Lexington. And if John Calipari was handed his walking papers, I'm guessing that he would walk down the road to Louisville and say, hey, make me an offer. That would be really, really interesting. That would be salty. That would put kind of the Rick Pitino migration from Kentucky to Louisville in a different league. That drops down to like Class B drama. This would be Class AA drama. Let's talk about the Colts. Anthony Richardson, according to Shane Steichen, is going to be ready for OTA. He's going to be ready for minicamp, all of that stuff. And that's good news because other than Anthony Richardson coming back from that surgically repaired right shoulder, what improvements have the Colts made? They upgraded at their defensive tackle depth, still Stewart and Buckner, the guys in the middle of the defensive line for the Colts. But then you've also got Raekwon Davis, the new guy from Miami, 2-year, $14 million deal. Joe Flacco is the backup. That's it. Those are the only free agents to this point signed. Now, in Chris Ballard's defense, there are always a couple of safeties who can play, who are available sometimes into June, sometimes into training camp. You can still get a veteran safety who's got some football left. So we'll see what Chris Ballard does. We got time before camp opens. And frankly, the offseason is way too long for for me to become despondent at this point. We'll see what happens in the draft. We'll see what happens with free agency moving forward. We know what Chris Ballard's philosophy on free agency is. Dumb money spends early, right? So, ipso facto, smart money spends late. That is Chris Ballard's credo, and he almost never violates it. I can't think of a time that he has. Don't worry about the trade that didn't happen for L'Jarius Sneed. Not a big deal. The Titans got him. There's a reason the Titans got him. There's a reason he's not going to be with the Chiefs next year. Don't sweat it. Let's talk about, but getting Richardson back. Richardson's such a good dude. And if he can just stay healthy, if he can stay healthy, right? That's all he's got to do. No more designed runs. No more. No more. Don't call that the RPO crap where he's going to tuck it and go because he gets hit. And then when he gets hit, he gets broke. And when he gets broke, all of a sudden you've got Joe Flacco for 12 games. And you're like, what? How could this be? Joe Flacco, over the course of 12 games, is not going to get you to the playoffs. If he's got to play a couple of games here and there, that's cool. He's still got the arm to lift you a little bit. Anthony Richardson has got to be healthy. And for the health to be maintained, no more collisions. All right, let's talk about the swivel hip drop tackle. What does it mean? This shared by James Boyd of The Athletic. James, great dude. And here is Rule 12, Section 2, adding a new Article 18. bless me. Good heavens. All right, hip drop tackle. It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground. A, grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's leg or legs at or below the knee. The penalty is loss of 15 yards and an automatic first down. All right, I don't know what unweights means. I assume unweights means that you no longer have contact with the ground and your weight comes down upon the runner. This is legal language. It's going to be lost on younger viewers and players. They're going to say unweights. What is unweights? This is going to have to be explained to them and the NFL. I'll tell you this. The NFL, do you know where the money comes from that funds everything, players' salaries, coaches' salaries, Roger Goodell's salary, Jim Irsay's money, all these guys. You know where the money comes from. It comes from you and it comes from me. We watch the games either in person by buying tickets or we watch on TV, and TV ratings are tremendous. And so the media deals that are signed between the networks and the NFL are huge generators of wealth for the NFL. If we become, the fans, become so frustrated by the odd calls that we see, what is a swivel, hip, drop, a tackle? If we don't know what that is, we're going to become very frustrated. And that frustration will lead to potential disenfranchisement, which leads to people not watching. And when people don't watch, all of a sudden, you become like a league that really doesn't exist. And that strip mines cash off the top. You don't want the NFL to become less popular because we don't know what the hell that flag's for. They're getting into murky ground here, the NFL is. So we'll see what happens and how this works. I don't think it's going to be catastrophic. But this is going to elevate the level of frustration among fans to the point where they're kind of like, some people are going to be, I'm wheels up. Let's talk about another wheels up situation that I hope doesn't become a wheels up situation, and that's Indiana men's basketball. You compare what goes on in Bloomington and what goes on in West Lafayette, and there's no comparison. I know that last year, Indiana beat Purdue twice. True. But Indiana didn't win the Big Ten. Purdue did. Purdue, this year, they're in the Sweet 16. Indiana didn't make the tournament. Indiana does a piss-poor job of recruiting Indiana, and that work just got tougher because Dusty May just took the job at Michigan, and he is going to be a hell of a recruiter at Michigan in the state of Indiana. Micah Shrewsbury at Notre Dame, going to be a hell of a recruiter for the Fighting Irish. Tom Izzo has always been a good recruiter in the state of Indiana. Matt Painter gets anybody he wants in the state of Indiana, even from southern Indiana, like Trey Kaufman Wren. Decided Purdue instead of Indiana. You got to recruit Indiana if you're Indiana. Indiana doesn't recruit Indiana because people in Indiana don't know what the hell they're getting into down in Bloomington. Bloomington is a mess. Bloomington's mission statement, play. That's it. Feed the pivot. That's it, right? That's all I can figure out. We're not going to shoot threes. We're just going to feed whoever it is in the pivot, whether it's Trace Jackson Davis or whether it's Khalil Ware or whoever the hell they got down there next year. This is how we're going to build ourselves offensively. We are going to score from the interior, which is not the way really anybody does things, even Purdue. With the College Player of the Year and Zach Edey, 2 years running, he's going to be the Collegiate Player of the Year this year. That guy and Purdue, what's Purdue do? Purdue scores from the three-point arc. They're among the national leaders in three-point percentage. Indiana? Nope. Not going to score three when we can score two. Why shoot it from a long distance and score 50% more points when we can shoot it from a shorter distance and score 50% fewer points? What are you doing? How does this even make sense? How can you sell this to an administration at Indiana that's got to figure out the disconnect that currently exists between the fan base who have been reviled, or I don't know whether reviled's the right word, but they have been lambasted by Mike Woodson in the senior day ceremony, said true fans. He's talking about true fans. The wheels have come off the rails when you start talking about true fans. You're starting to, number one, listen, which you should never do, and number two, defend yourself, which has no place in Indiana basketball's history ever. You keep coming, and you try to, you need to shape-shift what you do offensively in order to be successful. But Indiana doesn't have a mission. They don't recruit to a mission. They don't recruit to a culture. Purdue's got a culture that is set. This is very deleterious for Indiana basketball. Indiana basketball has got to figure out who the hell it is and then go after the people that fit what that is. That's why you lose a guy like McNeely. That's why you have nobody coming in, despite the fact that you hosted, I think it was 14 guys on visits, issued 33 offers. None decided to come, despite the fact that Indiana has as much NIL money as anybody in college basketball. What is going on? How in the world can Indiana point to what this is and say, yep, this is what we want. We're going to be able to turn the corner with this. And I'm not saying that Mike Woodson should be fired. I'm not. But Mike Woodson has to understand what he doesn't know and adjust. Doesn't seem like he's willing to do that. If he does, beautiful. Let's go. Go Woody. If he doesn't, we're in this same soup next year. And that's not going to be pleasant. Indiana's women's team, they play tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall against Oklahoma. They're going to win this game by 12. That's it. They have the best post player in women's college basketball in Mackenzie Holmes, and they've got people who can hit shots. They have, get this, they have 9 academic all Big Ten players on that roster. 5 of them, the starting 5. They are smart. They are together. They understand how to defend, and they understand how to put the ball in the bucket, and they're going to do that tonight at a high level. They're going to win by 12. Pacers, tonight against Clippers after getting beat 150-145 last night by the Lakers. What? That's a lot of points to score. It's even more points to give up. I'm not a genius, but it's 5 more points to give up. We'll talk about what happens tonight. By the way, that game at 10:30 tonight, that's a late one. That means the game's going to be over at 1 in the morning. If you don't have anything to do tomorrow, watch that game. Definitely watch the Hoosier women tonight at 6:30, and you will see what a team with a well-defined culture plays like. Watch the difference between the IU women and the IU men. And tell me that this isn't really, really fun to watch. It's incredibly fun to watch. That's the answer to the question. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, like 6:35, 6:40 in the morning. We keep going a little early because I got stuff to say. Let's go, right? We have to. We have to share. Or who are we? I share with you, you share with me, but we don't shoot at all. Who doesn't shoot? The Indiana men don't shoot from beyond the arc. Not very much. Had a 44% three-point shooter a year ago. He was allowed to shoot enough to make 1.8 threes a game. While the guy from Oakland took 20 and made 10. Indiana made double digits in three-point shots once this past year. Goodness sake.